Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry cycling podcast. I'm Brad Brown. We've got Devlin Eden, our cycling coach, with us once again. Devlin, welcome back. I think there's a few sore bodies after this weekend's Cape Town Cycle Tour. And you mentioned on Friday that there's some big climbing in that race. And today's question actually comes in from Jennifer, and she's asking exactly that. She says, what do I need to do to climb better? Jennifer, I feel you. I'm not the smallest of cyclists. I'm great at going downhill. Uphill, not so much. Devlin, give us some practical tips to get better in climbing.
Look, this is a common question. There's a lot of guys that have the same sort of feeling with climbing, myself included. I think more important than anything else is to make sure that you are training correctly for the climbing. So what a couple of us would often get wrong is we enjoy to get out on the bike and we go and ride the easiest, most simple routes. The only way you're really going to get better at climbing is by climbing more. My suggestion though would be to potentially have a look at getting a program set up for you. So something that's a little bit, there's a bit of structure to the program. There's the climbing training involved, the power training that needs to go into it. So with regards to correct cadence, power outputs, and effort levels that are happening on the bike. On climbing itself, when you're out on the bike, the main thing is to also try and find a rhythm. Find something that works for you. So more often than not, you'll get a lot of riders that will often have a really high cadence. They see a climb coming, they start spinning out. And more than anything else, you're actually tiring yourself out. So try and find the rhythm that works for you. Get to the top of the climb and from there it's somewhere that you can recover further on. Another good tip is also just to make sure that the gear ratio on your bike is correct for the kind of you're going to be doing. It is a little impractical for most of us as sort of common cyclists in the sense of changing from one gear ratio to the next from race to race as well. That's something that the professional riders have more of access to. But have a look. If you know that you're commonly riding a lot of climbing, hilly sort of sections and races, have the correct gear ratio that works for you and kind of rider you are as well. And you'll get that sort of advice from your bike shops as well and mechanics at the store. So yeah, that's my advice with regards to train correctly for it and make sure that your equipment and your bike is set up correct for the climbing as well.
Devlin, that's brilliant. And you mentioned getting a training program that'll work for you. If you want to get a training program from Devlin, all you need to do is head over to coachperry.com/cycling-training. You can get a few options there, get a training-specific program. And we're going to be doing a few sort of online seminars as well in the build-up to the next big sort of fun ride, the Momentum 947 Cycle Challenge. That's coming up in November. And yeah, if you want to ride your best one ever, we'd love to help. So get over to coachperry.com/cycling-training. That's where you can get all the details. Until next time, from the two of us, take care. Cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.